Chattanooga's number one hit music station. We are Hits 96. Gino D here with you, joined always at this time by Chattanooga-based dating expert Brock Olson. Thank you, Brock, for coming in. We're helping out Jilly here. She just wrote us an email. She was on vacation with her boyfriend. They were by the pool. She was taking a little nap when she woke up. She saw him snapping a photo, realized that it looked like he was taking photos of two women in bikinis. She challenged him on it, wanted to look through his phone. He said, on principle alone, I'm not going to let you look through my phone. Basically says she's overreacting, and now she's wondering if she is or not. She's having doubts now. I mean, really rocked the trust here. She goes, not only is she worried about photos, but what else could be possibly on his phone? So what should Jilly do here? She's looking for her next move and looking for some perspective.
Sure. Jilly, again, thank you so much for writing this. And I think a lot of people have gone through an experience where they're either, you know, early dating, or maybe you've been in a relationship for a while and you start getting some weird vibes that your partner might have some things that are incriminating on their phone that completely cross the boundaries and the requirements of what you're trying to build in terms of the relationship. Everybody, this is exactly what gaslighting looks like. She caught her man doing something and he immediately started invalidating the evidence, the experience, her feelings, her concerns, and is using, I'm doing air quotes here, using principle alone is why I'm not going to show this. So it makes you look like the bad guy. This is what gaslighting looks like. So if anybody is ever experiencing this, you need to be able to call this out immediately. Gino, just as we went to the commercial break, he said,
there's got to be something left on his phone.
Sure. And it might be full. His camera roll might be full of things that,
right, whether it's photos or more, who knows, but there's something there that he was obviously thinking, I can't give over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because if not, even if it was just the simple photo that he was taking, maybe it was of the girl, and granted, that's a whole other topic for another day, maybe, of taking photos without people's consent, but nonetheless, even if that was the first time that he was doing that, I'm clean, yes, look at my phone, I took a picture.
Sure.
But to hold it tight and say no way, even after they leave the public setting, just doesn't look good for him at all.
And here's the thing, is like, you're supposed to be building trust with your partner. This is a complete dismantling of the foundation of trust. And not, like, he should be doing everything he possibly can to explain his behavior.
Yeah.
Not hide it and make you feel like the bad guy for calling it out, because I'm gonna say this, and this is all over my social media, is that he knows what he did. He knows the type of partner that you're expecting, and he is not showing up in that way. It's not congruent to the type of person that you want to be. But the advice that I was going to give you, and I was actually talking to my wife about this before I came here, and she was saying that, like, it was definitely creepy. It's not something
it is
creepy. And as Gino said, who knows what else is on his phone? If he's able to take pictures of people while they're not knowing, that's a very real concern. And now you have to wonder if he is somebody that's going to cross more boundaries down the road. And is he going to try to excuse it by further manipulation? But you need to ask yourself, is the behavior that he is exhibiting, does it make you proud as a partner? And I think this is something that a lot of people need to understand whenever they go through a situation where their partner is doing something that's questionable, is the behavior, is the character of that person that you're in a relationship with, do they make you proud? Does this, finding this, discovering this, seeing this, and the way they're handling, does it make you proud? Does it make you feel safe and secure? And if these things are not being met, you really need to reassess whether or not you're willing to lower your boundaries and standards just to stay in a relationship. I'm going to say this, and I don't often say this, but I do think that you need to reassess whether or not to stay in this relationship. If he is not able to alleviate your fear and your concern, which should be his number one priority as your partner, like, be as transparent, be as clear, be as comforting as you possibly can in making sure that you are able to trust one another. If you're not able to trust one another, you have nothing. You have a facade of a relationship. That's what you have. And if he's not willing to invest equally to make sure that you feel good about the relationship, then you need to go somewhere else, because mentally, it's only going to get worse from here.
Jilly, thank you again for writing the question. Of course, not an easy thing to bring up, but we appreciate the email. If you out there have a situation that you're trying to tackle and you would like some expert advice, that's what Brock's here for. Send me an email. That's Gino, G-I-N-O, at WDODradio.com. Thanks, Brock, for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.